Staying with federal politics and turning to the opposition, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Jane Hume, is the Shadow Minister for Productivity and Deregulation and also the Shadow Minister for Employment and Industrial Relations. I spoke with her a short time ago. Jane Hume, thanks very much for speaking with Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Good to be with you, Mel.
Now, Nine newspapers are reporting that a two-year attempted clean-up of Victoria's big build has failed to stop sums of money flowing from state and federally funded projects through to the underworld. What needs to happen?
Well, this is a problem that's been hiding in plain sight, and the coalition, both state and federal, have been very clear from the beginning that an inquiry needs to happen. The state team are saying that it needs to be a royal commission. I would agree with that. The Commission of Inquiry in Queensland is clearly cleaning up the CFMBU's act up there. What amazes me is that at a federal level, the Albanese government seems to not just deny, but enable. In fact, you know, just yesterday, Jim Chalmers was saying that the only reason these things had come to light was because that they had installed an administrator. Well, that's not at all true. Clearly, that's not at all true. 60 Minutes put paid to that last night. But they have also given, knowing full well that there was corruption on these big build sites, they've given an additional $3.8 billion, I should say, to the suburban rail loop. One of the locations where this corruption was
occurring. Do you think all work should stop on all construction projects?
I do believe that you need to remove the corrupt elements before you can continue to give taxpayer money to these projects.
That would put a huge break on all infrastructure development in Victoria.
Well, it would also put a stop to the corrupt union's business model. And I think that's profoundly important.
So you want to shut down on sites right now?
Until the corruption is gone, until the crime that has been committed on these sites, whether it be drug trafficking, whether it be extortion, whether it be standover tactics, thuggery, mafia-style actions, which is what Graham Watson said, well, yes, something needs to be done. Certainly.
That would leave Victoria with a lot of half-finished infrastructure projects with not a clear end in time. Is that really a feasible course of action?
Well, is that a choice, that we should either continue on and allow the corruption to continue, or halt it and deal with it? I personally think halting it and dealing with it is the only way to do it. And the best way to deal with that would be through a royal commission in Victoria. But at a federal level, we've given the Albanese government an option to have an inquiry about corruption in the construction industry. And they have voted against it over and over again. Now, as recently as last week, we will put up another inquiry into corruption in the construction industry. And to be honest, if Anthony Albanese was serious about this, if he was serious about making sure that taxpayer dollars was being used effectively rather than being siphoned off to criminals, well, then he would support this inquiry.
A couple of other key issues will be coming before federal parliament this week. The government's saying it will put into parliament its legislation to boost the eSafety Commissioner's penalties that it can impose on social media companies that aren't doing enough to try and bar under 16s from getting on their platforms. Is that move to increase penalties something the coalition would support?
Well, the legislation was clearly undercooked in the first place. The eSafety Commissioner wasn't given the powers to be able to pursue these big tech companies. So, of course, the social media ban wasn't working. Let's face it, it was announced in a rush with a flurry, with an awful lot of travel involved with it. But really, if the legislation wasn't up to the task, Labor government.
So you'd support beefing it up then?
Well, of course we're going to have a look at it, but it should have been done right in the first place. If Annika Wells wasn't jetting around the countryside, perhaps, you know, she would have done her job properly.
What about the legislation for the government's changes to gambling advertising? It announced the details of that a while ago now. It's going to come before Parliament. Would the coalition support them?
Yeah, we had a look at the exposure draft of that legislation, and there were some problems, I think, around definitions. We'll see the final version of the legislation when it comes through to the Parliament today. We know that something needs to be done. It's about finding the right balance. So I don't think I can give you a definitive answer until we've seen that final legislation.
Would you say you're inclined to support it if those issues around definitions and other technical details can be assuaged to?
I think there's still a lot of work to be done, but yes, certainly I think it's a move in the right direction.
Okay. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Jane Hume, is my guest. Senator, the polling that is out today, we've got two separate lots of polling in newspapers today. In both of them, they're still terrible for the coalition. How long does Angus Taylor have to turn it around?
Well, Angus Taylor's been in the job for, I think it's about 17 weeks now. And in that period of time, we've been pretty upfront that, you know, we've got a long road to go. We know it's been, we know it's going to be tough. We breached trust with Australians. We knew we did it. Breaking up with, you know, the coalition breaking up twice didn't help in the last 12 months. And there's going to be an awful lot of work to do. That said, the work is being done. I think that Angus Taylor has prosecuted against this terrible Labor budget exceptionally well. He really has led the charge in that debate, even if others potentially have got some of the credit. But most importantly, he's announced policies which put stakes in the ground about where the coalition wants to take the country. Things like the tax-back guarantee, so getting rid of bracket creep, a future generations fund so we can better use Australians' sovereign wealth for the benefit of the next generation of Australians.
Yet
supporting small businesses, lower energy
hasn't
prices.
Hasn't seen polling turn around. In fact, the news poll is worse today than it was when you came out and said things needed to change, that there was an existential crisis when Susan Lee was leader. So if it is even worse, is that policy work that's being led by Angus Taylor actually making a difference?
Well, I don't think that we've been shy about saying that the work needs to be done. And we're up for that task. And it's a long time until the next election. Our job is to make sure now that people can see that Angus Taylor is leading not just a credible team, but has a credible plan to put Australia back in the right direction, that we can protect our way of life, that we can restore our lost standard of living that's gone down so far and so fast under Labor, and that the coalition is that credible alternative.
And should he get all the way to the next election to make
absolutely.
That case?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And as a Victorian member of Parliament, I know you keep a close eye on what's happening with your Victorian Liberal colleagues. We've seen another internal fight, this time over allegations from Moira Deeming that Matthew Guy, one of her colleagues, had assaulted her. Victoria Police had a look at her and found no offence. Matthew Guy wants an apology from Moira Deeming. Do you think she owes him one?
Yes, I do. I think Matthew is perfectly entitled to an apology, and Jess Wilson has reiterated that. I hope that it's forthcoming this week.
Do you think that would settle things down in the Victorian Liberal Party if that apology were offered?
Well, that's entirely up to Ms. Deeming and Jess Wilson. They can sort that out between themselves.
Jane Hume, thanks very much for speaking to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Mel.